If you have your Bibles, you can open them up to Psalm 145. Psalm 145. And as I mentioned, normally we would take, 30 or 40 minutes and kind of work through the psalm in slow motion and try to milk all the everything that God has for us out of this. Today we're going to kind of just we're going to kind of take more of a like a snack approach, just a couple nibbles here and there off this psalm. So if you're able to follow along, please do. Read Psalm 145 starting at verse 1. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works, I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and kind in all his works. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand. You satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. So our service is going to be shifting at this point from a time of giving to a time of giving thanks to God for all that he's done this year. So I thought it would be good to look at a psalm to get us started. The psalm is attributed to David. It's written as an acrostic, so each verse begins with a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It's basically David's reflecting on the greatness of God, praising God from A to Z, as it were. So the psalm kind of neatly breaks up into several chunks. Verses 1 to 3, God deserves to be praised. And if you notice as I was reading, this psalm is entirely focused on who God is and what he's done. Whenever we show up in this psalm, it's because he has shown us grace or because we are praising him. David says that every day he will bless God's name. He will tell how wonderful God is. He says God's greatness is unsearchable. Like you could spend the rest of your days trying to find the end of it and you'll never get there. God deserves to be praised. In verses 4 to 7, God's goodness must be shared. David says it's the duty of one generation to tell another of God's goodness. Right? This is part of why we want to have the kids in here as we're sharing thanks. That generation can tell generation of God's goodness. David says he will meditate on God's work and then share it with others. Right? What we'll be doing in just a minute. All we're going to be doing here is just bragging on God. Let me encourage, basically we'll be saying to each other, let me encourage you with God's goodness to me. David says the generations will sing about God's righteousness. We've just finished doing that. God's goodness must be shared. In verses 8 and 9, God is good. God is good. Variations of these two verses appear all over the Old Testament. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. If we think about how often we fail God, and we still see his mercy, we still see his kindness, it should amaze us. I would not be inclined to bless somebody who fails me as much as I fail God. Right? But that's part of what makes God so amazing, that he is so merciful and so patient with us. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. Verses 10 to 13 show us that God's works lead to his praise. The things, all that God has done. In the verses that we've been looking at so far, God was praised because of who he is, and now he's praised because of what he's done. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord. All your saints shall bless you and speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power and make known your mighty deeds. Right? Whether we're looking at the headline acts of God, creating the universe, parting the Red Sea, the death and resurrection of Jesus, God's works deserve praise, but he also deserves praise for the smaller mercies, for the little things that he does in our lives every day. All of these things, the little things, the big things, all of them should point us to God's splendor. In verses 14 to 16, we see God's faithfulness to his creation. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand. You satisfy the desire of every living thing. The psalm points out that everything depends on God. Every living thing looks to God for food. From gophers to gorillas to goldfish to gypsies, everything depends on God, whether they know it or not. That's how Psalm 150 can call on, may everything that has breath praise the Lord. If you feel broken, if you feel like you're falling, our psalm says turn to God, because he's the one who can hold you up, and he's the one who can put back together what has been broken. Verses 17 to 20, God is kind to his people. These are actually most of the funerals that I've done. The first words that the people have heard as the service begins are these: the Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. All those who love God are preserved, even through the grave. God is kind in all his works. Even if disease comes into your life, God's kindness is unending. It might not always be the kindness that we would choose, But God calls us to turn to Him in all circumstances and to remember that through it all, He is faithful. And verse 21 is our response to this. Having declared everything about God, David comes around at the end. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord. And let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. The psalm ends with David's reflection on what we should do now. And after all that this psalm has said about God's grace and mercy, His faithfulness, His praiseworthiness, all of that is true. And how should it affect us? It should lead us to praise. It should drive us to bless God's name forever. And so that's what we're going to do now. Right? We're going to have some time here where we'll pass the microphone around and everybody who would like will have a chance to just brag on God and His goodness. Please don't be afraid of speaking up in a crowd. I know it makes people nervous. You are surrounded by friends here. Give glory to God for how He's worked in your life this year. And let's start that off with by praying. Lord, thank You for Your goodness, for all the truth that You've revealed to us about who You are and what You've done and what You're still doing and all that You will do. You indeed are God, You alone. And we come here today to praise You in the name of Jesus, to thank You for the ways that You've shown Your grace to us in this year, over this year. Lord, help us help us to be overflowing with gratitude here over this next half hour as we just celebrate who You are. You are our God. You are worthy. And we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.